producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great thing to do, 855-993-7569. On this day in history, in 1862, in the State of the Union address, Abraham Lincoln reaffirmed the necessity of ending slavery as ordered 10 weeks early in the Emancipation Proclamation. If you haven't seen Lincoln, the one that starred Daniel Day-Lewis, the movie, it won the Oscar, I think, as best movie a couple of years ago, and I think Daniel Day-Lewis was absolutely transcendent as Lincoln, and Tommy Lee Jones was in it as well. But the whole issue was that Lincoln knew that if he ended the war, that he couldn't get the Emancipation Proclamation passed. And so he had to kind of walk this very morally ambiguous and difficult and thin line between keeping the war going long enough to get the Emancipation Proclamation passed, knowing that every day that he kept the war going was more lives lost on both sides. It's a very interesting dilemma. And I saw Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight last night. And believe it or not, a letter that Abraham Lincoln supposedly wrote to the Samuel L. Jackson character plays a pivotal role in it. So I will tell you only that. I will not review the movie quite yet. In 1865, Shaw University, the first historically black university in the southern United States, is founded in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Jacob, you were saying that you know somebody who goes to Shaw University.
Not goes, but actually teaches there.
Oh, yep. Teaches there.
Yeah, one of my best friends.
Cool.
Yeah, he enjoys it.
I'm not sure I even had heard of Shaw. I've heard of other universities, but not that one. And in 1865, so that's, you know, that's a very old university, and the very first black historically university. In 1885, in fact, the whole issue of slavery comes up a lot in Quentin Tarantino's movie. It's an interesting movie. It's 3 hours. I'll tell you more later. In 1885, the first serving was soft drink Dr. Pepper at a drugstore in Waco, Texas. You know what the original Dr. Pepper had in it?
No.
Prune juice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Keep you regular. 2-4, what was it? 2-4-8 or something? 2-4-6.
Okay.
My favorite Dr. Pepper story, because you know, in Denver, I know they had. Well, I don't think they had Dr. Pepper in Denver when I was a kid, back in dinosaurs. But when I went to Texas, they had Dr. Pepper, and I thought Dr. Pepper was delicious. I thought it was certainly the best of the diet drinks. I still think it is, especially the caffeine-free stuff, which is very hard to get a hold of. And in my dorm, when my boyfriend, who turned out eventually to be my husband, and neither of us had any money, and he picked me up one night, and we went to the basement where they had a vending machine with Dr. Pepper. And neither of us had any money. And so he put in his money and pressed the diet Dr. Pepper and came down the ice and then the syrup and then the carbonation water and then the cup. Both of us were just sitting there like, no. And I don't think he had enough money he had enough money. He may have already gotten his, because he didn't drink diet drinks. And he didn't like Dr. Pepper. But that was my favorite Dr. Pepper story. In this day, in 1913, the Ford Motor Company introduced its first moving assembly line. And in 1952, Christine Jorgensen, the first notable case of sex reassignment surgery, was reported in New York Daily News, which is the subject of The Danish Girl, which was in the 1930s. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I love your show. Thank you. You've helped me before in the past. But thank you for always being there. I'll start with, I guess, just my question and then give you some back background.
Okay.
So on Thanksgiving, I saw my mom and my two sisters, who I live about 2.5 hours away.
Okay.
And there ended up being a huge fight. And I kind of don't know where to go from.
Okay.
From there.
All right. So, what was the... first of all, are your sisters older, younger, one of each? What's the story?
They're both older.
Okay.
One is married and one is not.
Okay.
The one that is not married is the one I had the fight with, her and my mother.
Okay. What was the nature of the fight?
So the fight was basically about, I'm recently married. I got married in May and got pregnant in June. And it's kind of a complicated situation because my husband has 4 children from 2 other women. It's my first marriage, and now I'm pregnant. So I've been married in May. I haven't seen them at all. And I go out of my way to not talk bad about my husband. Only my one sister knows, my married sister. She knows that I've had, it's been tough. We've had a lot of fights and stuff like that. So the problem being, Thanksgiving was okay. That night, me and my husband stayed in a hotel and got in a huge fight. And we were supposed to stay one more day. But we got in a big fight that morning. And so my husband said, that's it, I want to go. So I went to my mother's house, and it happened to be her birthday. And I said, we're leaving. I didn't want to get them involved. They chose to get involved. They both, not knowing really anything about our argument or our marriage, all kind of ganged up on me because I looked like the hysterical one because I was upset and crying, and my husband was just standing there. But it had been his idea to leave. So I ended up leaving in the middle of them yelling at me, and I expected when I got home to get an email saying, hope you're okay, you know, sorry you left on bad terms. You know, I hope you guys are fine. Well, instead, I got an email from my mother saying, you ruined my birthday. You better fix your marriage. And if things don't go well, don't think you're ever welcome here. And mind you, I'm 7 months pregnant. So, and my other sister, the one who's not married, who thinks getting married and having kids solves all the world's problems, she said, you know, you are ruining your life, and I'm watching it, so I can't help but get involved. And meanwhile, me and my husband did have a big fight, but we never talked about divorce. We didn't talk about, you know, breaking up or anything. We just got in a fight and wanted to leave.
Okay, now let me stop you for just a minute, and let's wander through this together.
Okay.
All right, first of all, my guess is that you have at least one girlfriend that you really like, and you don't like her husband very much because she's unhappy in the marriage. And as you know, in a new marriage, I mean, look, the two of you barely had time to get to know each other. How long did you know each other before you got married?
Well, we knew each other about 2 years.
Okay.
I was hesitant because he had 4 children. And
yeah.
I was afraid of becoming a stepmom.
What was your fight about on Thanksgiving?
So that morning, we had brought up finances. Well, I brought it up, because his oldest two are in college, and, you know, I feel that he shouldn't be helping them. We live in a state where he is required to help them, but they're adults. They're 20 and 19.
Well, but if the state requires them to, he'd run the risk of going to prison to not support him, kiddo. That doesn't seem to me to make a whole lot of sense.
Right. Well, the problem is that he had lied about it and said that he wouldn't have to. So I'm okay that he has to, but I don't want him to give them anything else beyond what he has to.
All right, let me just help you with this for a moment, and then we'll go back to the family and the fight and the birthday and everything. You need to stay out of that. Do you work out? I know you're pregnant right now, but do you work outside the home?
I do.
Okay. Do the two of you have financial problems?
He does. I don't.
What does that mean?
He does.
Okay.
Well,
listen.
I have horrible credit.
Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. All right. When we come back, we're gonna talk about a bunch of stuff. So hang on with me. But the first we're gonna do is I'm gonna save your marriage, my darling, because you're not gonna do this anymore. Because it's gonna cause you. There's no way of winning. You're only gonna lose on this one. Hang on for me, and we'll get everything taken care of. I promise. All right. So you have a calm pregnancy. Well, relatively calm pregnancy. Hang on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Julie, who's got kind of, you're about 5 months into your pregnancy?
I'm about 7 months pregnant.
Okay. I thought you didn't get pregnant till June.
Well, it's 27 weeks, so almost 7 months. I'm rounding up because I'm not really enjoying being pregnant. But I got married in May 9th, and then...
Okay.
Yeah, pregnant right after
on the honeymoon. Okay. All right, so here's the deal. How did the two of you pay your... Do you own your own house? Do you rent? What's the story?
I have a mortgage. Okay. He moved into my house.
All right, so how do you pay bills?
Basically, we split anything that's like... For the household.
You make a little bit more money than he does.
I do.
All right. So, but he has an income. So you split the mortgage evenly.
We do. Okay. And I know you're like, you know, it should kind of be percentages, but
well, I mean,
the reality is we split the mortgage, but like all the other bills. He never has enough for the month anyway, so...
All right, but honey, look, you're going to be much better if you, because what's going to happen is you're going to feel like you're paying more than your fair share, and therefore when he gives his kids money, you're going to be furious. So yeah. What we need to do is change that. And even if, for example, how do you pay for food? Do both of you have cars?
Oh, we do.
Okay.
We do. His job pays for his car and
great.
His phone.
Great.
So I
okay.
pay for my own car. And
fair enough. Okay, fair enough. How do you deal with food?
So we have one credit card that we, in theory, all joint. Anything for the household is supposed to go on that credit card, and then we split it down the middle.
Okay.
But a lot
okay.
of times... You know, I make extra purchases on my own card, or you know.
Well, that's okay, honey. But that's fine.
I'm okay with that, right?
Right. So where's the conflict? You split the mortgage, you split the food. Cars are taken. You pay for your own car. His company pays for his car. His company pays for the phone. So when you go out for dinner, who pays for that?
We split it. Basically, we split everything, unless I'm treating him sometimes. So I do feel like I pay more than my fair share. And
right. Where do you feel that you're paying, that you're being taken advantage of?
Certainly with everything getting ready for the baby.
Well, you're paying for all of that?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. So what percent, how would you like him to deal with that? I mean, presumably if he has four kids, then he has used baby clothes, he has cribs and stuff like that, yeah?
Well, the youngest is 10. They range in age from 10 to 20.
So what has he done? They gave away all the baby clothes and all the cribs and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're starting with nothing.
How much have you budgeted? Because, look, the thing is, you don't want it so that... I'm just telling you that arguing about how much money he spends on his kids is a way of ending your marriage.
Right.
It won't work. So you have to let that go. And it sounds to me you've done a pretty good job of letting it go, except you haven't. So when the two of you, at the end of the month, when you split the mortgage, or you split the rent, or the mortgage, I guess, you split the food, does he have any money left over?
No.
What kind of work does he do?
He works kind of like this construction. He's like a safety trainer.
What happens when you have the baby? Are you going to quit your job?
No. Because I have much better insurance than he does.
Okay. Does he do more stuff around the house? Does he do more cleaning or more cooking or stuff like that?
Since I've been pregnant, he does a lot of the cooking.
Okay.
And I would say we split the cleaning. Like, he's a hard worker, and that's, I think, why I've been okay with paying for extra stuff.
Well, what is the extra stuff you're paying for, though?
Well, I'm not... the cribs, the furniture, all the baby stuff I've paid for. The monitor,
well, are you? Listen, maybe, my dear, maybe it makes more sense for the two of you to go. The nice thing about baby clothes is most people give people baby clothes that are much too small, and so by the, and babies basically for the first 6 months wear onesies and that's it. So you can get really good deals on baby clothes, on cribs, all sorts of stuff like that, at online, on eBay, at Goodwill. And so maybe rather than spending a huge amount of money on that, that if you become a little, and you can certainly paint stuff, you need to make sure that all the stuff you're getting meets the current safety requirements, because stuff that was 10 years old doesn't. But other than that, maybe you would feel better about the money that he spends on his kid if you spent a little less on the new baby coming up, because the new baby, they really don't need stuff for a very long time. And maybe he needs to figure out ways to do either things for you or a way to make more money, because you're going to have to let he. I mean, he's got four kids. They're going to need. They need college. They need braces on their teeth. They're going to need marriages. They may need to borrow money. And if you sort of begrudge him taking care of his kids, I mean, you don't want him. You want him to be a responsible father, not only for those other four kids, but for the fifth kid, yours. And if you sort of become the Wicked Witch of the West, of my kid's the only one who deserves anything, you're going to blow your marriage out of the water. You knew when you married him, he had four kids, and that's part of presume. And he, it sounds like he's a very responsible father. You don't want to undermine that, because if you undermine it with his kids, you're going to undermine it with your kid as well. So you're going to have to figure out a way to let that go. And the
but
way
I agree
to
with all that, except the oldest two, because they're over 18, and he told me, nope, I'm not going to pay for their college. Which
well,
I
but,
guess he didn't
but,
realize he would have to, but they're over 18. And if he's
Julie, Julie, at some point, your child will be over 18 as well. You don't want to do that. You want to say, instead of saying to him, you can't do this, and making him feel terrible, making him feel like he's caught between a rock and a hard place, that either he's going to lose his wife or he's going to lose his kids. That's a terrible thing to do to somebody. You don't want to do that. So what you need to say to him is, let's figure out how to do it. Let's figure out whether you need to get another job, whether there's some place we can cut down on some expenses so your part isn't so great, so you'll have money left over. You need to, as you hear me say all the time, the appearance of being reasonable is even more important than being reasonable. And what you're doing now is not only appearing to be unreasonable, but being unreasonable. You can't say to him, I mean, at some point your kid's going to want to go to college, and hopefully both of you will be swimming in money and there will be no problem. But you don't want somebody coming up and saying, well, kid's 18, they should pay for their own college. All right, so think about that for a minute, then we'll go back to mom and sister, all right? But this is the core issue that you, the two of you need to work out, or it's going to blow your marriage out of the water, and I don't want that for you. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Card at Exxon and Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you would talk with Julie, who's preggers, with a new marriage and a husband who's got 4 other kids. And Julie, one of the things to say to him is, look, I don't want to always be after you about your kids. I mean, obviously you're a caring, loving father, and that's why one of the things I love about you, and I want to stop giving you a hard time about this. What do you suggest? And let him come up with some ideas. And it may be that he's going to say, look, kiddo, for right now, I need to sort of cut down on some of the expenses. And so what I propose is that that, you know, that I'm not, when we go out, that I'm not going to drink, or that we're going to go to a less expensive restaurant or whatever. So let him come up with some of the plans. But you really need to position yourself as, I get it, I'm not going to give you a hard time about this anymore. And then you have to stop doing it. And what you can say to him is, if I give you any kind of hard time about the kids in their college, I'll give you 20, you can stop me and I'll give you $20 on the spot. And that will stop you from doing it because you have to. Okay.
Right.
All right, so that'll take. All right, now, then what you can do, because, all right, think of it from. All right, now let's go back to Thanksgiving for a moment. You have just invited one of your best friends over, and her boyfriend or her husband, whatever, and they either get into a huge fight or she's been crying or whatever, and what you want to do is kill him at that moment. It doesn't even make any difference who was right or who was wrong. All you want to do, because your loyalties are with your friend. And when you make it family, it becomes even more so. So what your family felt was, oh, no, Julie, we love Julie. We have to protect her. And not only is he making her miserable, look how unhappy she is. She's pregnant. She's a newlywed. This marriage is a terrible mistake. But not only is he making her miserable, but she's going with him. She's leaving us on a holiday. She's leaving on mom's birthday. And you know, all we want to do is protect her and make sure she's safe and happy. And she's going with this monster who's making her cry. And not only is this monster making her cry, but she's going with him. So from their point of view, and you can understand it, he's the bad guy. But you put him in that position. And I mean, him saying, look, let's leave was childish on his part. The two of you should have figured out, okay, look, we need to get this worked out. We need to not worry about it now. We need to go and make sure mom has a great birthday. And because otherwise leaving is going to make mom unhappy. It's going to make my sisters unhappy. It's going to make me unhappy. And they're going to hate you. So the two of you made a bad decision. But, you know, bad decisions, I mean, people make bad decisions. So the first thing you need to do is get this worked out with your husband so this doesn't happen again. Okay? Because if you didn't give him a hard time about the kids in college and he didn't feel he had to lie about it, you wouldn't have ended up in tears. All right? And if you hadn't ended up in tears, you wouldn't have left. So that, for going forward, it should at least solve some of the problems. But the two of you made the wrong decision, because what you did was you made the family collateral damage in your fight. And they will remember it long after the two of you have made up. So what you need to do is get back in touch with mom and say, look, I'm pregnant. That's, you know, all I can do is tell you that I'm sure when you were pregnant, you take leave of your senses. I made the wrong decision, that the two of us have solved this problem. We're not going to ever do this to each other again, and certainly never do it to you. And I made the wrong decision. And let's have a do-over the day after Christmas or whatever. I'd like to take you out and for your birthday. All right. Now take care of mom. With your sister, what you need to do is a similar kind of thing of saying, look, I know that you're only doing this because you're protective and you love me. But you know, you can ask my sister or my mom or any of your friends that the first year of marriage is really complicated and everybody getting used to one another. And especially I got pregnant so quickly, but we do love each other. And I want you to get a chance to know Jason because he really is a sweetie pie. And this was really more my hysteria than his problem. You know, I just hope that you'll give both of us a chance. I apologize for making the wrong decision, and we've solved the base problem so this won't happen again. And then you go, and then you're just stupid and cheerful, and you don't want to go back over it. You've made your apologies. Because you've got a little extra money in your pocket, you can send them flowers if you want, or, you know, a smiley face, or, you know, a DVD or something that just says, hey, look, this was a mistake. I own it. It was a mistake. I would tell you it's because I'm a pregnant idiot, but, you know, let's move on. Okay. But you can see having solved the core issue of you not complaining about his kids will make the whole problem go away. I mean, the two of you will fight about other things, but you'll learn that I think it was a very wise decision to stay in a hotel. But one of the reasons you stay in a hotel is so you can work out all this crap without having an audience, and then you can go and be charming to other people. Because the two of you made the wrong decision to leave. Because it just left a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
And I agree we made the wrong decision to leave. But I still feel I'm owed an apology for being screamed at.
No, they were trying to protect you. They really felt that they were trying to save you from monsters. So, you're, honey, I'm sorry. This one, you know, I'm on your side. But this one, if you demand an apology, this is going to keep going for the next 14 years. And you're wrong. Because you basically got in an argument with your husband that should never have happened. You didn't get it resolved. So you made them collateral damage, and all they were trying to do is protect you. And as you know, when people get emotional, they are not necessarily their calmest, best selves. Should they have hollered? Well, nobody should holler, but that doesn't mean that people don't do it. So now I'm afraid this one you don't get the apology. And if you demand it, you're going to keep this thing alive for a long time. And I mean, there are times where even when we deserve an apology, asking for it is the wrong strategy. In this particular case, kiddo, I don't think you deserve the apology. I think you're the one who needs to apologize, because you made a bunch of fundamental bad judgments. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you made a mistake. So, you know, we make mistakes. So when you make a mistake, you sort of say, okay, it was a mistake. Let's make, you know, here's my apology. Here's my grovel gift. And you move on.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
Okay. And I'm not trying to make you cry, but understand, and it is going to be an emotional time. You have it. I mean, you've gotten over the morning sickness. And the two of you, look, if you've got... What I might do with a little extra money right now is say to your husband, let's find a marriage counselor. We've got a brand new marriage. We've got a brand new baby. Let's do a little remedial work. We love each other like crazy. We haven't learned how to deal with conflict very well. We still don't have a real good handle on money. I'll take care of, you know, that I won't criticize how you deal with your kids anymore, but we probably could use a little help before the baby comes. Because if you think things are complicated now, Sugar Plum, wait till you've got a new baby who's keeping both of you awake, and all of a sudden he feels he's become his father, and he needs to be making more money, and you feel like he doesn't love you anymore because your tummy hasn't gone flat as it was before you got married. I mean, so you guys are just heading in to what is going to be a wonderful but very destabilizing time in your life. So take your smarts, take your passion for each other, take your interest in one another, and go and do a little remedial work. So by the time that baby comes, both of you are feeling much calmer and much more stable about each other. And these things happen. It doesn't mean that you made a mistake. It doesn't mean anything. But it just means do a little work here so that you're feeling a little more centered. I mean, it's grown-up city. You went from being, you know, a single woman to being a wife and a mom and you know, your family being angry with you and all. You know, this has been a lot. All right?
Thank
but you're
so
okay.
Much.
You're welcome. All right? Call me if you need me. 855-993-7569. You know, I've always said that the world's worst reason to get married is because you're pregnant. I mean, people do it all the time. But the point is, it is such a destabilizing kind of thing. But like you, I know you were not a shotgun bride. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Do you have a name picked out?
It'll be five boys. No.
Pardon? No name?
It'll be five boys.
Oh, my goodness.
No name yet.
All righty. Well, listen, let us know when the baby comes. And
maybe Joy.
Joy would be great. All righty. So you're okay. And go and, you know, it's okay to go and be a little emotional. But go tell your husband you love him. Explain to him that you're not going to criticize how he spends money around his kids. But it makes you a little nervous because you don't know exactly, you know, you don't want to feel like your baby is going to get, you know, got shortchanged. So what does he suggest?
Okay.
And then call your mom and tell her that you owe her a do-over for her birthday, and call your sister and say, look, I know that you were just being protective. Let's agree not to yell at each other going forward. All right? Then you're okay.
All right.
All righty. You're welcome, Cookie. 855-993-7569. Not the world's easiest time in anybody's life, right? 855-993-7569. Okay, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'll give you a quick rundown of the DVDs that are coming out this week. Some kind of interesting ones. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well done, Jacob. Okay, we've got a bunch of movies that are coming out on DVD this week. I'll just start in no particular order. Mistress America is a movie with Greta Gerwig, who is... she's one of those kind of... She's kind of the Parker Posey of this generation in that she's... people who love independent movies love her. I didn't hate this one. Basically, Tracy, a lonely college freshman in New York, having neither the exciting university experience or the glamorous metropolitan lifestyle she envisions. She's taken in by her soon-to-be stepsister, Greta Gerwig, whose name is Brooke, a resident of Times Square, an adventurous gal about town. She's rescued from her disappointment and seduced by Brooke's alluringly mad schemes. I'm not sure why I didn't like this, but I just sort of felt it was kind of a made-up story. I mean, it's kind of like a straw dog. You erect something to knock it down. I think Greta Gerwig is an interesting actress, but this movie, and I think it was probably made for her specifically, and I think it was so-so. The Assassination. This is one of those beautiful movies. It's Korean resistance fighters working in China have a plan to assassinate a highly ranked Japanese officer. Their plan involves breaking a sniper out of prison, but they also need to deal with a traitor in their midst. This is one of those movies that is really beautiful. And the assassin basically is this gorgeous woman. So part of it depends. You know, there are all these really fantastic Korean movies that are then taken over and made into American movies, less that are longer and less successful, but usually less bloody as well. I'll tell you my pick of the week. Oh, Momentum is a woman assassin. We seem to have women assassins. I'm not sure that that's liberation as far as I'm concerned. Oh, goody, women can kill too. This one is very stylish. Olga Kurylenko, who is gorgeous, and James Purefoy. Again, this one it should do well on DVD because it's the perfect DVD movie. I mean, it's beautiful and it's violent and it's fast paced and it should do okay. But I'll tell you the movie that you really should see that I thought was just plain terrific, which I guess other people have known about, which is, Shaun the Sheep movie. Now, do you know about Shaun the Sheep movie?
I hadn't heard of it.
Okay. I had known the, Willis and Gromit, that those are the people who did it.
Okay.
This is a really terrific movie that it has essentially no script, it has no dialogue.
Really?
I watched it twice in 12 hours and understand, that I see lots of movies, so I do not see a movie twice. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. But this one is just plain wonderful. Kids will love it. It's just terrific. I'm just trying to think what some of the other movies that you could think. But if you haven't ever seen this, you should go see it. I recommend it to everybody I know. It's an hour 25 minutes. All is well at Mossy Bottom Farm, except for the fact that the animals will do anything to get out of work. So Shaun the Sheep and his scheming friends devise a plan to put their master to sleep. However, and part of it involves counting sheep. I mean, this tells you the level of silliness. The ruse backfires when the poor farmer finds himself transported to the big city, having lost his memory. Now it's up to Shaun, Timmy the lamb, Shirley the ewe, and the rest of the gang to travel to the metropolis and get him back while not landing in even more trouble themselves. It's just, there's essentially no dialogue. There's great music. This will make you laugh. It's touching. It's funny. It's smart. Your kids will like it just because there are some silly things in it. But it's really, I've got it on my list as one of the best animations of the year. And as you know, animation is a seriously competitive category where it's got, The Good Dragon, or The Good Dinosaur, and the Peanuts movie, and Anomalisa, which is Charlie Kaufman's latest in the sort of disenfranchised human being category. But this, it's Shaun the Sheep movie, and I mean, I guarantee you will just plain love it. It's out on DVD this week. And if I was going to say I'll give you your money back. I'm not going to give you your money back, but it is a terrific movie. All right. And the perfect stocking stuffer, and just a plain delight to watch. So that's my choice for the week. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to think I've got about 3 minutes here.
Yep.
All right. Well, we were talking You know, I really don't want to necessarily start something brand new. Do we have a quick email we can do in here? I really don't want to start a topic with 3 minutes left in the program.
Yeah, I've got a real quick email, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
Robert says, I have a friend whose 9-year-old grandson was diagnosed with bipolar 1 mixed. I've never heard of it before. Could you please enlighten me on it?
Well, I mean, it's a strange diagnosis, not so much for the diagnosis itself, but for the age of the kid. So, I mean, you can Google it. Basically, the idea of bipolarity is that they've now got some subcategories on it, and it's as much for the insurance companies as anything else. But a 9-year-old being diagnosed as bipolar seems to me a little, you know, a little unusual, and perhaps not necessarily something that because basically the treatment for bipolarity is medication. I'm not sure we put 9-year-olds on serious medication. Deb, go ahead and let's see how quickly we can handle whatever it is that your question is.
Okay. I am older. I'm 63. The company that I work for was recently acquired by another larger company.
Okay.
And I could retire, but I'm not ready to. And I find myself crying at the drop of a hat.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what, because we're going to run out of time for today. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Can you call me tomorrow, or can we call you back tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, let me tell you what the homework assignment is. I want you to get a piece of paper, and I really do want you to do it on a piece of paper, because all of us have been talking a lot longer than we've been writing, so there's nothing like paper and pencil to really focus you. And I want you to write down plus on one side and minus on the other, plus being retiring, or however you want to do it, to retire, not retire, and write down all the reasons and be as specific as you can. Don't say things like might be bored. I mean, that's actually not a terrible one, but I want you to be as specific as you can, and you may want to take into account economics, time frames. I don't know if you're single or married, so just give it some thought, and I promise I don't want you crying overnight. I just want you, and you may find that writing it down moves you from your gut of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What if it's the wrong decision, to your head? And I'll put you on with Jacob, and we can call you tomorrow if you want, or you can call us. We'll get so that you have a calm overnight. Make the list, get a good night's sleep. We'll do it first thing tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.